This is Scott Pilgrim versus the Minute 34. Welcome to the Scott Pilgrim vs. the Minute podcast, the show where we review and analyze the movie Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, 1 minute at a time. I'm Brian Mission. Pirates are in this year. Dave Castile.
Am I a pirate?
I don't know. We brawled and scrapped and fought for hours. Sam Brown.
Totally awesome, man.
Totally awesome. We pick up middle of the fight where just before Patel makes like a slow sweeping leg kick and lands two punches to Scott's face with a smack smack.
I love the visual on that of the smacking, glass breaking, and even pulling away, it's still there and you see it falling to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why that was just so well done, kind of visually and for effect. And it was, you know, again, one of those things that everybody kind of in the world kind of took for granted that it was there.
Yeah, we've talked about how just the choreography of the fight's been so good. And you could have just had that and been fine, but then you make this kind of fantasy fight as well and add in all this comic book elements. There's just so much going on in this fight. And, you know, people don't appreciate it. I don't know what they're missing here, because this is just some great filming in this stretch here.
This is a ton of fun visually, just to watch.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you, Dave. Like, That visual of the crack, and you see the words behind Scott, and then they shatter. It's like, that's the feeling you get when you are kind of on a run and then you get stopped. And it's like the emotional, oh, fuck, I just screwed up. Right. And it's like your morale crumbling behind you. Mm-hmm. It's like a turning moment in not necessarily in that fight, but in that section of the fight where he lands some good hits on you, mm-hmm. and it's not only a physical impact, but it kind of hits you, you know, your fight morale in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and up until now, Scott's been in control of this.
He's had the upper hand
of this altercation, flat out. And so it's like, oh, okay, this is now it's a fight. So,
Ryan, right after that, Patel, in like a sense of arrogance, does this like little fancy backwards dance.
Yeah, the dance
gets himself into position for the next attack. And
as you said in the previous minute, very Bollywood.
Yeah.
And I had never put that together before. It makes perfect sense. But I've seen a fair number of Bollywood movies.
Right.
But yeah, it's brilliantly like mm-hmm. Oh yeah, huh.
And it's the flourish. It's like a fight flourish. Right. You know, like you would see a pirate twirling his rapier in that moment.
Well, and that's, like,
and that goes into what Brian's about to say.
And that's what happens next. Wallace asks, yells out, "What's up with his outfit?" And another guy in the crowd asks if he's a pirate. And Scott
we should
is
point
like,
out in that moment that other guy is saying,
"Is he a pirate?
Are you a pirate?" That's the co-writer of the movie.
Oh, really?
Michael McCall.
Is it really?
He was also at Julie's party, apparently. But I, you know, wouldn't
I thought
have
it was Dave Grohl.
Him. Yeah, he had like the knit cap on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So but, it's the thing I noticed about that is he's one of the few people that has a speaking line that isn't called out or named.
Very few. Yeah.
You know,
now
in the
you
movie.
Know why.
yeah, I mean, because you get the girls at the party earlier.
But they're identified.
But everybody else is kind of a named.
Right.
You know, they're slightly named. I mean, it's a very insignificant like. Okay, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it could have been Jimmy that followed up with it or something like that. I mean, they could have
or Cuomo or something.
Yeah,
like
anybody. So, but then
because I'm determined to bring Cuomo back.
Right, but then Scott turns to him and he's like, "Are you a pirate?"
Yeah,
and that's where you get the
just pure genuine curiosity. Like, I hadn't thought about that. Are you? You fall into the pirate category?
And then he says, "Well, pirates are in this year," and the fight continues. And
he's like offended, right. Almost. You're like, "Hello,
pirates are in this year.
Don't question my style."
Right. So the fight continues to the point where they're grappling, and it kind of pauses for a moment as Scott looks up in Ramona and asks if she really went out with this guy. And then
there's that sort of the punch sequence, and Scott like gets his arms and
they just kind of
gets him in a sort of hold, so he can't move for a second, and he uses that moment to turn to Ramona. Go on.
And then we get this
camera. I don't want to spoil this. Like, I want you to describe
it. And we've seen it. You're not going to spoil it.
But we get this great camera angle of from the other side of Scott and Patel looking up at the balcony through them. Yeah. And you get the lights all dim
in the club.
And the spotlight just focuses right in on Ramona. And she's like, yes. And then we get this in seventh grade. And we get this... animated flashback in the style of the drawings from the book.
So my question is that the exact art from the book?
I brought that up.
Yep.
It is nearly the exact art from the book, but they've altered some parts of it. Like the clouds are different and like people are further apart,
but it's close. It's inspired it's by the
nearly identical. They reproduced it. I think
they reproduced it just to be able to fit visually on the screen,
right? It's a different layout.
There's a size and shape
problem. And then you get, like, in this moment, we'll talk about this panel where you get that same bite too. So there's very clear similarities. I was wondering if, like, you know, Brian Lee O'Malley had gone back and sketched these, and then I was just looking at the book and it's like they're nearly identical. So either he sketched them again or they just altered them or did
I wonder if he had something. I'm sure he was involved.
Why wouldn't he have been involved
in all that? So I haven't looked at the credits, and there really was nothing in the trivia to say all the animated sequences were actually drawn by
Brian. I was hoping there'd be details about the animated sequences.
But she talks about how back then in seventh grade, it was football season and all the little jocks wanted her, and Matthew was the only non-white non-jock, and they joined forces and took them all down.
And so it's you left a word out there because it's non-white, not in town, they joined forces and took them all down. They start a rhyming sequence here.
Right.
And everything she says rhymes and into the next minute.
I did miss that. Okay.
It's very...
So it's like a nursery rhyme in a way.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it we'll go into it the next minute, but it's kind of interesting because it actually continues on because she's not the only one doing it.
Yeah, because the minute ends with we brawled and scrapped and fought for hours.
Right.
And that's where the minute ends. So, but I like that they, again, you get this break in this intense fight just to give you a minute to breathe in it, where you have this little backstory kind of let's give this guy significance and explain the relationship that they had, and you find out, I mean, there's more in the next minute where you find out more about it, but it's just a neat little pause to breathe because it's been so intense for, you know, 2.5 minutes up until this point.
But it gives you the 2.5 minutes, and then suddenly you as the viewer, you've had a chance to relax ever so slightly,
right,
and go, okay, what is going on? Because you're kind of caught up with it emotionally, so you get the explanation you've now been seeking. There's some history here. What's this? Oh, she's going to give it to us. Cool. Thank you. Timing is good.
Which is awesome. It's an awesome little break in it to give us that.
The cadence is well done.
Yeah, absolutely. What else do you have to say?
Cadence, timing.
I mean, but my details are much less interesting. I love the in the animated sequence, the sun has expressions, like it's a smiley face in the first frame, and then
does it really?
In the next panel when they're fighting, it's got this shocked look on its face.
It does. I didn't notice that. That's cool.
Yeah. Any other notes on this one from you guys?
No.
Dead silence. Good radio.
All right. I'm looking at the sun with this little happy face.
I wanted to bring this up because it not only in this minute, but in the previous 2 minutes, the way lighting is used during the fight sequences and then in the flashback sequence, where just to talk about what we just saw, where Ramona starts talking about back in seventh grade and you see the camera like pan down. And as the camera pans down, the lights start to fade out around her into the black of that scene. And the reverse of that is like when this fight sequence first starts and Matthew Patel gets that first attack and then Scott does the reversal, you see the huge light blast in that moment where that reversal happens. And I like the way throughout the fight, the lighting is used to enhance the impact of everything that's happening. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And the only other note I had was just kind of almost as a reminder note that Knives has been unconscious this whole time.
I did that too, because I think in this you very briefly see her friend
right
actually, like, looking at Ramona. Yep. like oh, I'm listening to this explanation too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been trying to wake Knives up, but this is more interesting right now.
Yeah. Which is interesting too, because I mean, from the movie perspective, Knives doesn't know what this Ramona thing is all about.
No, right. But her friend does now.
Right, but so right, this whole thing about, you know, Scott not telling, she's not hearing it. You know, she's not hearing that they're fighting over Ramona and all that. So it's just something to, as a reminder. She still doesn't know.
The funny thing is, it is. And we may get into this later in other minutes, is like you just said, she's not hearing it, but at the same time, her friend is. Right. Does her friend tell her, and she's not hearing it?
Because that's right, exactly.
And maybe we can get into that later, but it's worth kind of.
I think it's worth
bookmarking.
Yeah, putting a bookmark in that so we can come back to it later.
Because in the book, I don't think she goes. There's not a scene where she goes unconscious. And there's something else that's more important to the next minute and the minute after about what's going on in the book. But
all right. I haven't read the book, so I don't know.
So that's all I have. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
No, that's right. It.
Dave, how can the audience communicate with us?
We are on the Twitter at Scott versus Minute. Hashtag pirates are in this year. We are on the interwebs at scottversusminute.com. We are on the Facebook at Scott versus Minute. And you can email us at scottversusminute@gmail.com.
Very good. And Sam, how about other shows that we do?
Or show.
What other show we do?
What other show we do? Brian and I review obscure streaming movies. You can find us at streamingnonsense.com.
Very good. You can find Dave and I at podcastderbia.com, where we drink beer and just talk about stuff, you know, and what's on our minds. So, fun time there. Also check out moviesbyminutes.com for other films that are being analyzed one movie at a time. So that's going to do it for this minute, and we will see you all in just a minute.